I'm Sylvia Maddox for Practicing Lent 2015. Today is Thursday, March 19th, and we are talking about Desmond Tutu, Speaking the Truth for Reconciliation in Love. Archbishop Desmond Tutu often said, "There can be no reconciliation without truth." These words of Archbishop Tutu have resounded throughout our world. As we see the violence and divisions of the larger world, we also see the tensions in our own relationships. Often in families, the workplace, and even in our churches, we are hesitant to tell the truth of how we truly feel, to speak about the walls that separate us, and trust that might have been broken. Tutu would say time and time again that truth-telling was the way to healing. Truth-telling, spoken with love. His life was a witness to healing and bringing hope. As the Archbishop of South Africa from 1986 to 1996, he saw the great inequality and intense violence all around him. When Nelson Mandela asked him to be the head of the Commission on Truth and Reconciliation, time and time again, he had to hear stories of deep suffering. When Christians asked him if some things were unforgivable, he would remind them of our calling as Christians. Forgive one another as Christ has forgiven us. He encourages forgiveness and reconciliation by prayer, acknowledging our feelings, and by trust in God's divine plan. Most of all, he held on always to the good that he had seen in his life and continually trusted in the grace of God. There is a freedom in that kind of trust. As a true Christian, he could say with tears and with laughter, "There is no situation that is not transfigurable." For your spiritual practice today, open yourself to God's reconciling love. Reflect on people in your life or people in the world where you feel unhealed resentments, divisions, injustice. Acknowledge the sadness or the questions you have about those situations. As best you can, try to forgive that person or that group of people. Prayerfully seek to see that person with the eyes of Christ. Offer up your forgiveness with God's help in hopes that there one day will be reconciliation. Lay down your resentments and open yourself to the beginning of freedom. Let us pray. Dear Lord, may we go forth not holding grudges, not holding resentments, not denying the truth that is in the world, even if it is hard to bear. But may we rejoice in the truth that will set all people free, the truth that we have been called to speak in love. May all that is torn apart and broken be bound together in the love of Christ. Amen.